Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Yay!
Good to have you back, Mark.
Thanks. I feel like I haven't been here in a while.
You haven't been here in a while.
It's about a month.
I've been my own co-host. Well, no, I had Bennett drop in for a bit, but last time I was on my own for a bit. And it was scary. It's a dark and scary world.
Well, here's the weird thing. You know, the reason I haven't been here is I was sick. And then the week before that, I started working again. And so it's been kind of like a lot happening from being 6 months of unemployed.
Yeah.
Plus, this whole time, my computer started acting up.
And so you couldn't have brought in music anyway.
No, and that's one of my biggest things. I'm excited about the music that I get to play on the show, and so I'm still in the process of getting that fixed.
See, I like to come in here more when I'm sick than when I'm not. Just the idea of being able to put germs all over the fuzzies of the microphones.
Oh, that's good. I do feel funny being in here without my computer. It's like there's no music I have to play, and I feel like, well, I guess I'm just back to being a radio personality.
A personality. You feel naked?
Yeah, I'm no longer a DJ. I don't have a job to do. I'm just here to sound cute on the phone. I'm like those AM radio people.
You're here to back me up.
Or those morning AM people. Yeah.
All right, I'll be left and you be right. I mean, we don't need a center.
And in terms of politics?
Yeah.
I'm right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that should be funny.
Jew? Fucking Jew.
And I'll be like, oh, gay person, I feel so sorry for you.
but you're okay.
you can get married as long as you marry someone of your own race.
And it's the civil union.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show,
mm-hmm.
where we play music that's sent to us, and we put very little effort into quality control.
Something
reeks.
We just
happen to luck out.
I think it's my chair.
It could be your chair.
The chair
has seen a lot of DJ ass.
Well, it's just, you know, the whole studio smelled like cigarettes today when I came in. So you see, I have all the fans going, and I'm just trying to blow it all out. We need to, like, I don't know, clean everything with bleach and alcohol.
That's a good idea. Or
seriously.
Fire. Cleanse by fire. That's how I like to do things.
Well, I don't want
to
joke about fires right now. I can't believe there was another fire in Malibu and, like, 49 homes.
I discovered it, actually, this fire, personally, myself. I came out. No, this is true. I was hanging out with a friend of mine who's probably listening right now.
You were the first responder? Is that what you're saying?
I was the first responder. Actually, my friend was technically the first responder. I was hanging out. He does a show at KCRW. Yeah, I have friends. This one I bought.
But acquaintance.
I was hanging out. He does a show at like 3 in the morning, and so I was hanging out with him, and I got to see the KCRW
studio,
which is awesome. None of your business. I'll tell you later.
I want to know who he is, because I want to steal him from you.
Oh, no, you cannot.
You know I will. That's why you're getting defensive right now.
You steal all my friends. You
well, first of all, I put
hag.
Out. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway,
hag. Is that just because it was rhyme with fag?
Well, I was thinking
fag.
Who steals people's gay friends? Isn't that what you call
hags?
It? I don't.
Yeah.
Know. Whatever. Anyway, Jason Kramer does the lab on KCRW. It's a really cool music show, and he was subbing in for Strictly Jazz. So we're just hanging out playing jazz music, and I got to see the KCRW studio, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
It's
more than ours.
It really is.
Wow.
More gorgeous than ours. But
that's a lot.
We got out of there at like 6 in the morning, and we looked out over the mountain, and there was this huge plume of smoke, and I was like, is that a cloud? No, that can't be a cloud. I mean, it looked like my first thought, Al Qaeda. That was my first thought. My second thought, I'm hungry. God, it's so early in the morning. And then Jason mentioned that it was probably a fire. And he was right. So I think of him as the first responder.
Oh, good.
And it was Malibu. It was definitely, you could tell, because there were people
bizarre.
Like surfing on it.
I'll tell you, you know, for Thanksgiving, I was up in Lake Arrowhead. And, you know, there was a number of fires up there when we had that fire season, like San Diego County, Orange
Fire's
County.
Fire's so hot right now.
Overrated, though. So tired, ultimately.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got to see, you know, my mom lives near Grass Valley Lake, which was where one of the fires up there was.
Which is what you name a place when you're just asking for it to get burnt down.
No, that'd be like Timber Fire.
Grass Valley.
Matchstick Road.
Matchstick Road.
Matchstick Forest. So anyway, it was bizarre because it was right on the edge of this golf course. In this lake where we take my mom's dog to walk the dog. And, you know, these are houses. When you know the houses because you know the neighborhood, and all of a sudden they're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And all you see are chimneys still standing. Makes you wonder why we just don't build houses out of brick. Like, just build the whole house out of brick.
Yeah.
and then it won't burn down. But then
build
earthquakes.
Build things out of things that don't catch on fire quite so easily.
Bricks aren't good for earthquakes, though.
No.
Houses should be made out of steel.
But steel melts.
At a really high temperature.
Okay, Mr. 9/11.
It's true. Really high temperature.
Are you done with your story?
No.
Okay.
Okay, now I am.
Okay, good. Let's go to music.
Okay.
This is a band that is actually, they're good friends of mine. This is the first band I ever had on Is Good. And they just released an EP. They had this killer CD release party at King King in Hollywood where they drew over like 100 people, which is for an LA indie band is pretty impressive. Anyway, I haven't had a chance to listen to this EP yet, so I'm going to play it on the air and listen. We're all going to listen to it together. This is probably one of the hardest bands I know, actually. They're called Automatique.
Did you say hardest bands you know?
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of hard rock.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you meant by difficult. I thought you meant difficult.
No. And they all have a few directions, except for the girl.
Difficult band I know.
And myspace.com/automatiqueband. And I'm just going to go ahead and play a couple of random tracks for you right now on Hear Hear on killradio.org. Stick around. I might be wearing a bow.
So sick fools, trust betrayed.
Yay.
And we're back on here on killradio.org. That is local band Automatique, myspace.com/automatique, T-I-Q-U-E, band, and automatiqueband.com. And they have a new self-titled, wait, is it self-titled? Did I just throw that out there? Yes, self-titled EP.
Is it called self-titled?
Well, it's called Automatique.
Oh.
So it is self-titled.
Okay.
And there you go. And I think their next performance is at the Capri in Glendale, which they do once a month. So just check out their MySpace and go see them. It's funny because the Capri is this like cool little like almost like jazzy little bar.
And
they come in and they just blast the paint off the walls. It's a pretty wild experience. But there's like a little outdoor area where you can be a little distant from the sound and smoke cigarettes and crack and pop pills and stuff. It's nice.
Actually, you know, at that place, the outdoor area is basically the rest of the city of Glendale. So you can stand yeah. down
you
the
can
street.
Just be in Glendale.
And
yeah.
be, oh, okay, I can hear exactly. it from here. So what did you do for Thanksgiving?
I went to three Thanksgivings, which I just slept off last night. I've got my first full night's sleep last night in like weeks.
All on the same day or just throughout the weekend?
Oh, all on the same day. Yeah. I went at 4 o'clock. I went to my brother's, and I ate way too much. It felt really gross afterwards. And then at, say, 7 o'clock, I went to Shannon's sister's. And there was tons of food there, and we were supposed to have dessert there, but I just couldn't eat. So I just fell asleep for like an hour while they ate. And then from there, we went to a party made up of all the Thanksgiving orphans, you know, all our friends whose families live all over the country and so forth. And they had a keg, and it was like, it was total college. It was insane.
That's great.
I hadn't been to a party that goofy. They were playing beer pong, but instead of ping pong balls, which they couldn't get, they had cat toys that were about the same size.
Ew.
Here's the funniest part. We're playing this game, right? So they had these tables lined up, and I had never played this game before, but if maybe you have, I don't know. But
no.
The object is from one side of the table, you know, you have your team, and the other side is the other team. And the object is to throw – the objective is to throw the ball into a cup of beer from the other side of the table.
Right.
And then if you get it in, then that other team has to, you know, drink that beer. And the
all of them?
No, that one beer that you got it in, and you start with maybe like 8 of them or something.
Oh, okay.
And it's only like half a cup or whatever, but the objective is to get the other team to drink
drunk.
All their beers.
Right.
Well, you don't even start the game until you're drunk. So, yeah.
It's, right.
Some games, you know, no matter whether or not you win, you're still a loser, and this is one of those games. And or a winner, depending on how you look at it. Loser. And so what I started, and I wasn't doing very well because I wasn't very drunk. Did you ever see the movie Beer Fest?
No.
Well, okay, never mind then. I'll skip that reference. But the point is, you can't play these games unless you're drunk.
Uh-huh.
So I started off not doing too well. And then Shannon volunteers that John's not very athletic. I'm trying to play beer pong badly. This is when she volunteers information that I'm not very athletic, which is true. But then, get this. I got drunk, and I kicked their asses.
Really?
I won. And I did it so
easily.
Now,
were you doing... tossing them in, no bounce or anything?
Nothing but net, and there wasn't even net involved.
If my wife or husband, for that matter, ever said, Mark's not that athletic, I'd be like, Shannon's not getting any dick tonight. That's the punishment she's getting.
Yeah, well...
That'll shut her up.
You know...
How can you say
why
no
Why would
to
I
her?
Threaten her with something that, you know, I don't really want to follow through with? So... I'd be more likely to say, that's it. You're getting extra dick tonight. This is a family show. And,
I forgot.
It's called Hear Here on KillRadio.org. And tell me about your Thanksgiving before we go to music.
It was great. So I took the train up to San Bernardino and then got a ride up to the mountains. And Thanksgiving Day, my mom and I went over to our neighbor's house. These were the neighbors that my mom was hanging out with when the fires were happening. They were deciding whether they're going to evacuate or not. And really cool people. Their whole family was over, so it was fun to be around a whole bunch of kids and stuff. Mm. But they had two turkeys. They had one that was – have you ever seen where people deep fry the turkey into this big, huge thing of peanut oil? It is so good. You cook it in like an hour and a half. Turkey is done.
Is that legal?
It's so yummy. They take the whole raw turkey. They stick it inside this vat. And you
is
make
it,
sure it's peanut oil
live?
Is at the right – no. I know there is a James Bond torture quality to it, like lower the turkey into the vat of boiling hot peanut oil.
That's so sick.
But it's dangerous because if you knock it over, you can, you know, catch on fire.
Get scarred for
life.
Ball
of fire kind of thing. But they put it in. They shoved it barely. Wigs barely fit. And what happens, you don't fill the whole thing with peanut oil because...
Because you have to allow for the turkey to make
the peanut
oil.
Yeah, because then it comes
up.
Yeah. And so they did it right. They did it every year. And then someone else brought a smoked turkey because they have actually a smoker. And also, my mom made really good mashed potatoes. And
so there wasn't a baked turkey also?
No. Then my mom made really good mashed potatoes and really good cranberries, like how I like them. Not from the can where it's like a mold, but actual cranberries, really tart. And there was some butternut squash and some other – what was the other – it was butternut squash and – I can't remember. Anyway – some of the best Thanksgiving food I have ever had, and I did not pace myself at all. I just gorged myself real quick, and then an hour later, and I was drinking the whole time. An hour later, my mom and I both had to go say, oh, we'll come back. We both had to take our own hour naps, and we never made it back.
The problem with Thanksgiving dinners is like it's not that you necessarily are someone who eats a lot, but you want at least one of everything.
Yeah.
And there's 12 fucking things you got to put on your plate.
Yeah. I mean, the stuffing was really good that – that Lorraine made, my mom's neighbor made, was really good. The peanut, the deep fried turkey was really good. It's crispy
insane.
On the outside and it's super moist on the inside.
See, I didn't get to spend Thanksgiving with my parents this year, which is kind of a bummer because I love my parents, but also because my mom makes this pumpkin pie with bourbon that is insane. And
oh
she
my
even
God.
Puts bourbon in the Cool Whip that goes on top of the pumpkin pie. Uh-huh. So it has this sort of little alcohol aftertaste
nice.
To it that's really good.
That's a good idea.
And you can, you know, it's pie you can eat and get drunk. You know, it's great.
Great.
So
good.
So yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Mom.
Yeah. It was fun, but we just conked out afterwards. We were just fried.
And I think it's fascinating, too, that it's, you know, it's a day that celebrates victory against savages.
Well,
right?
It's not even victory. It's a massacre.
Right.
Against,
but I mean, like, the whole idea of Thanksgiving came across as, it started as a
massacre
a feast
celebration.
To celebrate a massacre of
right.
this tribe or that tribe or the other
right.
tribe. You know, and then it's presented to kids as pilgrims and Indians
they
getting along over
together.
A cup of corn. But
blah, blah, blah.
But it's just interesting that it's like it's always been a feast, like from the beginning. The idea is to gorge yourself. The idea is to eat more than you normally would because you're so happy because God hath delivered you unto the people of whatever. And sick, totally, totally sick.
It is, you know, you could look at it as kind of the American version of the Passover Seder because it is a meal that is celebrating something. This is celebrating our superiority, really.
And there's an emphasis on indulgence in that as well. Like God commands you to drink four glasses of wine at the Passover Seder.
Yeah.
And celebrate your freedom at, you know, over the loss of the Egyptians, you know.
Right. Right.
I mean, the stories are a little bit different, but I always called Passover the Jewish Thanksgiving. And
it's also the only time my family
really get together, too.
I never really thought of it that way. But it is the only holiday that I know of in my culture where there's a specific food menu that is served versus like Hanukkah.
Yeah.
There's generally you get like
all potato that latkes,
and all that kind of yummy stuff. And then same with the Seder too. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So
let's go back to music, and we'll have more completely inane bullshit to talk about when we get back.
Because I think that's why people listen.
Because our banter's been, you know, it's been dry for the past couple of weeks.
I'm doing fine, John. I'm doing great.
I just checked my rating,
and my Q score is awesome.
Oh, is it?
My popularity quotient.
Oh,
you think queer score?
I just thought that's how you guys rate each other.
I'm already overrated there.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Yeah, I got a SUV coming again.
That's
for recruitment.
You, overrated.
Actually, I've been getting a lot of points in the gay community for kicking people out of the gay community.
How do you do that?
We're just like,
is that where you make them straight?
It's like we need to excommunicate this person.
And
I've been really good at that.
What warrants an excommunication from the gay community?
Or
this is something
like,
I need to know.
Or I've been doing blocks basically of people who are recruiting certain people. I'm like, no, we are not going to have that person. And then I win them over as to why, and then that's why, you know.
But what is
if you look at the numbers, the gay community, our numbers have plateaued late recently because I've been on this.
Because of all your important work?
Yeah, because I'm about quality instead of quantity.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when some guy comes in and singing Liberace and promoting stereotypes of some sort, then you say, no, that won't do.
And that's why we haven't returned your phone calls, John.
Oh! Oy vey. All right, let's go back to music. This isn't technically a submission, but I just want to do everything I can to promote this this thing that's going on. I had these guys on Is Good about a week and a half ago. Letters to the President is a spoken word / musical / theatrical performance going on in Venice. It opens November 29th at the Electric Lodge Theater, which is 1416 Electric Avenue. It just came out that way. Electric Avenue. Venice, California. Tickets are $20. Go to letterstothepres.com. That's spelled PREZ.com. The musical director is John Cornoyer of Satellite Class, which is one of my favorite bands in LA.
Yep.
And it also features several other incredibly talented musicians. And they came in here with M.S. Garvey, who has written over 130 letters to the president about, you know, just his thoughts about what's going on. And they're really very funny and very poignant. And it goes so well with the music. And we got an unbelievable recording out of them here in the Kill Radio studio and a video. So if you go to letterstothepres.com/killradio.htm, you can see this video of them performing, which is so cool. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks that we recorded last week, and hopefully that will encourage you to check out this event and go see it. I'm going to go see it on Friday the 30th, so maybe I'll catch you there. So here it is. This is a track called Burnt Toast by MS Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502. April 12, 2007, George. Almost burned down the house when I left a piece of sunflower bread in the toaster to toast a little longer while I took a pee. Sunflower seeds ignite when they get too hot. Flames were shooting out of one slot of the toaster, just about to set the kitchen cabinet on fire. Its white paint already charred black, peeling, cracking, and smoking in the intense heat. And so it goes. Kurt Vonnegut's dead, and my pinky toe on my right foot, I'm not kidding around here, has disappeared. It's gone. And I felt its departure. It felt like a chunk of bread being pulled off the loaf, and now all I feel is its vacancy. But that doesn't concern me. I can't stop thinking about my burning kitchen cabinets and how all I could see and think of in the moment of discovery was a burning face. All I could see was a burning face of a soldier, of a child, of an expectant mother. Thank God I didn't throw water on the flames. I just removed the fire from the face as fast as I could. I just removed the fire from the face as fast. I mean, I just removed the fire from the kitchen cabinet. All I could see was a face. A burning face. And I wondered how many faces this war has burned off. And if, with all due respect, Mr. President, if you can indeed call yourself Mr. President, I guess, for your reasons for war, if you ever thought of these realities before the realities of installing democracy around the world. Shouldn't we have it here first, Mr. Bush? Shouldn't we have it here first? Aren't we waiting still for it to happen here in the United States of America? Democracy? Isn't it clear to you yet that it hasn't happened here in the States, and maybe that's why the good war in Iraq and Afghanistan is such a sad, horrifying failure? Thank you. faces are on fire, George. Faces are on fire. And hell is no longer below. It's here on the surface of Earth and coming soon to a theater near you. No kidding. We love it. And it will be on the screen for years to come, if there are years to come. And so it goes. For the time being, the house stands. The toast is nothing but ash. And somewhere, Kurt Vonnegut's got my pinky toe. Run to the kitchen. The toast is on fire. Run to the kitchen, George. The toast is on fire. Run. 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 Sincerely concerned, M.S. Garvey. White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502. Phone number 202-456-1414. Call anytime. Sometime this summer, 2007. Dear George, on a dare by the cats, I ate a pint of ice cream at midnight. Chocolate fudge brownie. That's not so bad, I guess, but it was enough to make me look at the back label for the caloric intake. 260 calories per serving. Servings per pint, 4. At midnight, I ate 1,040 calories. 480 calories coming from fat. And this is the sound of food these days in my country. I'd bet around Baghdad the sound is an empty tin can. All the numbers add up to nothing. I'm up at 3:45 in the morning, fully clothed, thinking it's 12:30, hearing my neighbor's girlfriend have sex. Well, every now and then I hear him say something and ask, "That's it? That's it? Yeah, yeah, that's it." And oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was. It was definitely it. I
I liked this. I found this very exciting. Both cats were very alert, tuned in like sights on rifles. They found this exciting too. It ended, alas, as it always does, but not before catching on at my neighbor next door. Good for him, I thought. He just turned 60 last week. I went to the refrigerator. I opened a beer and sat outside to have a smoke. And God bless, I could hear a powerful woman across the street getting just what she wanted. And this could be the sound of peace. This could be the sound of peace. It beats bombs. God damn it, it beats bombs. It sure beats bombs, Bush. It beats bombs. What's wrong with you people? Must you always think in terms of servings per container, calories per ounce, dollars per share, barrels per dollar? Look around you. Look inside you. Look in the mirror night now and then. Sincerely concerned, concerned citizen, M.S. Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. That was M.S. Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars, live recording from the Kill Radio studio from Letters to the President, which opens November 29th at the Electric Lodge Theater in Venice. Go to letterstothepres.com. That's letterstothepres.com for more information and how to get tickets and all that good stuff. I highly recommend this event coming up.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's my radio personality voice.
That's your radio personality
nothing
voice?
Nothing else to do but be a personality today.
I'm a pretentious cock. How's it going?
What did you say?
That's my pretentious cock voice. I'm a pretentious cock.
Did you say cock?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said. I went, huh?
This pink polo is itching my
You still Adam's surprise apple. Me to this day. How long have we been doing the show together? And sometimes you're still surprised. I'm like, you did not just say pretentious cock. That's what I would say.
Oh, my goodness. I had something I want to ask you, and now it's escaping my mind.
Mm.
Gosh darn
no.
it.
No, I will not.
Oh, here's something that's kind of disturbing. I think I might be a bad person, and I can't, I'm trying to decide if I'm a bad person or not. Maybe you can weigh in on this for me.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, good. Then I don't need to even talk about
okay.
it. But I will anyway.
Let's go to music.
Let's go to music. So at my school, as you know, I'm in grad school right now for psychology, and one of the classes I have to take is called Society and the Individual, where we basically make ourselves feel bad for revealing our secret racisms and prejudices, right? And it's good. I think it's an important thing for everybody to become aware of and learn about. And
is your favorite student in that class? Your favorite classmate in that class?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
And all my other classes now that I think about it. But anyway, so the issue came up that we're putting a lot of emphasis on things like race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, gender, things like this, and not quite so much emphasis on physical disability. And there happens to be a student in our class who is disabled. She's mm-hmm. She has albinism.
What's that?
Albino, the white hair and the
blue, super blue eyes?
Red eyes, actually.
Oh, red.
But yeah, they have difficulty seeing and and very pale skin. And it's a genetic disorder. It affects a certain percentage of the population. And it's a disability. So it was brought to our attention that you really didn't put a lot of emphasis on this. And this is something that as therapists would need to be aware of, you know, because it affects these people, you know, come under all kinds of various subtle and not so subtle oppressions in our society. And again, it's this idea of normativity, you know, that it's normal to be one way and abnormal to be another.
Right.
And the students have taken it upon themselves to really make a big deal out of this and pressure the school to start a specialization in disability. Because right now they have a specialization in lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. So like you can get your degree with an emphasis on gay. Mm-hmm. For example, but you can't get your degree with an emphasis on disability.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
can you get your degree with an emphasis on white?
No. Well, the argument would be that you always do, anyway. So why would you? So,
but I mean, for those people who consider themselves non-white, they're just as much going to have Caucasian clients, and it's going to be a little bit different for them to understand, perhaps.
Well, I think there is a class that's called How to Deal with Honkies, but that's a whole other separate
honkies
thing. Now my concern is, I'm all for the idea, except that it's almost like Black History Month. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think this is something that should be inserted thematically into every class. Like, you're learning how to do this kind of therapy, and this is something you should be aware of when applying it to this community, and
right.
This is one of the communities you will probably encounter, as opposed to a whole section where the school is creating something that is not... Because the school is what? It's a capitalist enterprise, right?
Right.
They're selling an education. So if they don't have customers for it, they're not going to sell that product.
Uh-huh.
And what we're asking them to do is sell a product that they don't have customers for.
Right.
And I understand the intention behind it, but I feel like I'm the only one who thinks, well, maybe we should just encourage them to include it in all the coursework instead of make it a specialization.
Well, that was my wry, W-R-Y, point about having the Caucasian emphasis. Because ultimately, if you're a therapist, I would think that you would want to be kind of at least well-versed in many of the experiences that people have, because there are unique experiences that people come to you as a client.
Right.
But at the same time, there's always going to be another unique experience that you may not know about. I mean, I don't know. I guess because my experience is when I was actively a spiritual counselor, always the right client met up with the right practitioner, the right counselor.
Mm-hmm.
It always just was like there was always a commonality somewhere. You wouldn't even think in the beginning based on the person that there would be a commonality, but there would be. There would be either an ongoing experience that was very similar or a past experience that was very similar. I guess hearing what you're saying, and I don't know if this is what you're saying too, it just gets to the point where it becomes so specific, it almost starts to implode on itself. It would be my concern.
Well, and I don't even think that it's necessarily that specific. I mean, the world of physical disability is a broad one. And I agree with the general sentiment that it's being overlooked in the school system. I mean, this is a very liberal school that I go to, by the way. Like, and they put an emphasis on these things. So it's unusual that they don't have as strong an emphasis as they should. But does that necessarily translate into a whole special degree just for specializing in that thing? Does that even do that thing justice?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm the only one who has that idea, and I'm almost afraid to espouse it because then it looks like I'm the one who's not physically disabled saying, I don't care about disability. You know what
just
I mean?
Just come in that day in a wheelchair when you're about to announce that. And
I could
be
like Tyra Banks dressing up as a fat person?
Yeah.
Okay. So am I a bad person? This is really all I'm saying at. Okay.
No,
good to know.
The concern is, you know, is when we start looking with a fine-tooth comb about diversity, 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 we get totally away from... We start looking at appearances, and appearances aren't ultimately – they're just appearances. They aren't really what ultimately makes us so similar to each other. There's so many more deeper things, as I'm sure you know. As people, we have way more in common than we do in differences.
Yeah.
When we start looking at physical traits or things that are appearance-based only, then we start looking like, oh, different, separate, right, wrong, good, bad. It becomes so ultimately judgmental. When we have so much more in common in the first place.
Well, that's why I've always fantasized about Martians invading. Because it would solve all our problems.
It would.
You know? Although then we'd start bitching and arguing about what is a Martian,
right,
and what isn't a Martian, and what's an invader.
It'd be great, though, because then we'd be like really encouraging Iran to build that one bomb that they're like 5-10 years away. So,
so we can use it.
We can use it. Okay, let them have it.
They'll go, Ahmadinejad.
Here, why don't we have the Iranians shoot their bomb first, and the Martians will all go after Iran, so it'll solve two problems at the same time, and then we'll get them.
Zeep, zipper, zip, zip, zip,
we'll flank them.
All right, let's go back to music. There's a great story behind this. I got one of those pink slips from the post office here,
yes,
at the Kill Radio studio saying, you know, you have to go pick something up at the post office.
Really?
So I went to go pick it up at the post office because it was certified mail.
Right.
And they wouldn't give it to me because it just was addressed to Kill Radio and my name's not Kill Radio. And I said, well, you know, I belong to this organization. You know, what can I do? They're like, well, do you have a business card or anything like that?
No.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have one at home. I'll go take care of it. Well, I didn't.
Was that business card good enough?
I don't have a business card. So I went to I had to do something the next day, and I wasn't going to have time to go to the post office. And I had to have Shannon go pick it up for me.
Uh-huh.
So I made a business card for her that said, Shannon Hirschfield, Associate Producer, KillRadio.org. And so she went to the post office, and they gave it to her.
God.
So this was delivered from Hungary. You know, it was sent certified mail, so someone had to sign for it.
Right.
From an artist who contacted us at the Kill Radio MySpace. That's myspace.com/kill_radio. And I let him know about Hear Hear, which
great,
is myspace.com/hear, H-E-A-R, _H-E-R-E.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. I'm a pretentious cock. My pink polo itches. Anyway, so then I have opened it, and I'm going to play it for you now. His name is, and I'm not sure if how to pronounce it, but it looks like Robert Yalkovitz. Laukovitz, rather, and he also goes by Axe One Productions, and you can go to his website, axone.tvn.hu, and I'll play a couple tracks for you. He's an electronic music producer here, not here, actually, in Hungary, and this is what it sounds like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Yay.
On Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. That was Robert Laukowicz from Budapest, Hungary, a.k.a. Axe One Productions. And we played, you might have recognized the tone of that last track. It was a, I guess, an adaptation remix is what it says here on his sleeve of Say It Right by Nelly Furtado. And anyway, thanks for sending us music all the way from across the pond. And we love getting international music over here.
We really do.
We really do.
It's great.
If you want to know how to get your music played on killradio.org, it's really easy. All you have to do is send it to us, and we'd be happy to play it on Hear Hear. Just go to myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. And take a look at all the instructions on there on how to send CDs and MP3s. And that's pretty much it. And Mark will hopefully have his computer fixed by next week. And
yes,
maybe I'll pull back a little bit on the CDs so you can catch up with the MP3s if you want.
Yeah.
Let's go right back to music.
Okay.
This is from AOG Media. We've actually played some music from them before. Do you remember Jesse De La O, or Jesse De Lau?
Yes.
Well, he has a Volume 8 compilation. Right here with a bunch of artists that he's hand-selected to put on this compilation, and their tagline is Exposing You to the World. This is out of Victoria, Texas, from AOG Media. And so I'm just going to pick a couple of tracks to play from this compilation.
Oh, I remember this is where he found that Saudi Arabian heavy metal band?
Yeah. That, that's where I'm going to play a band called Hellraiser, just because I
knew you
that.
Would. I saw that on the cover.
What am I supposed to do? That's myspace.com/hellraisermetal. It's spelled HellraiserMetal. And then I'm also going to play Death Angel, which featuring Jose Diaz, a track called How I've Changed by Jesse De La O. That's myspace.com/JesseDelao1. That's the number one. So here you go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and this is the AOG Media Presents Compilation Volume 8. We'll be right back.
rain. I've seen the children's tears falling down in vain. I've seen the suffering lifted up for grown men. I've seen men's vengeance time and time again. Perhaps it's up to us to make the day. Oh, death angel, you're ruined with the changing tide. Death angel, where can we hide? Death angel, you're ruined with the changing tide. Death angel,
listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. I think you need a new soundbite from the yay.
Oh, okay.
You've been doing the yay too much.
Meow.
I got to call you on the yay. Oh, we're back to meow, are we?
Well, I'm feeling a little retro.
No, I like the meow. It's cool. So that was AOG Media Presents Compilation Volume 8, and we played two tracks off of that compilation, The Hate Song by Hellraiser. They're really very nice people. Mm. And Death Angel featuring Jose Diaz, How I've Changed, Jesse De La O. Now, back to some more music for you. This is an act called Herka's Hero, And I want to read from the Inland Empire Weekly from earlier this year. I think this is really well put. It says, Herka's Hero, a.k.a. Gus Hernandez, is a Claremont-based one-man rock outfit who specializes in songwriting, but not that oft-boring acoustic guitar-driven songwriter stuff that can put you to sleep. Instead, Hernandez dishes up some serious indie-inspired rock that isn't mopey or self-important. The guy seems to actually work at crafting no-frills rock songs that are subtle and mellow, complete with sleepy, intimate vocals. Hernandez doesn't overseason his tunes with obvious influences or try to infuse his music with gimmicks, so each song is organic and remarkably unpretentious. Isn't that a nice write-up?
Yeah. And I have to say, Herka's here. Gustavo was going to play in one of my Charlie O events that I was doing, but there was the one where Charlie O's was suddenly closed down because of a internal issue that they had.
The water pipe blew
or
up,
or something,
it?
Or I heard someone was playing pinball and some plaster ceiling came down on top of the person playing pinball.
Awesome.
So he was my first band in that lineup, and he was such a good sport about it. He sent me a CD and sent me a T-shirt and stuff like that, and I've heard him play, but you know, and I've heard the CD, but I've never heard him live, and he's just the nicest guy. So
that's cool.
I'm so glad he sent his CD to you because I haven't brought it in yet.
Why should I bring him down and have him on his good one of these days?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is booked through the middle of February.
That's great.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
I didn't really mean, because I hate booking it too far in advance, because then when I get really excited about a band, I'll be like, yeah, you want
to
come on mid-2008? But I've just been really lucky. Like, a lot of the really cool bands I've approached recently have been enthusiastic about being on the show. Is Good, for those of you who aren't aware, airs Thursdays 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I DJ for an hour and then interview a band. Also, after today's episode of Hear Hear, I'm going to do a rogue episode of Is Good at 2
Ooh.
O'clock. I'm going to be interviewing a band called Mojave from Canada, who's just here touring. They have some gigs coming up. I think they're playing the Kibitz Room tomorrow or the next day. And they're a pretty interesting act, so I thought I'd have them in here for a little acoustic show. So stick around. Listen, tune in to Kill Radio all day. Don't go to work. Don't do your laundry or get anything else done. That's what I would recommend for you. So here we go. Let's go on with some Herka's Hero. MySpace.com/HURKASHERO, as well as HerkasHero.com. And you can also contact him at HerkasHero@Hotmail.com. Get a hold of this CD. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Shy away from all the crowds that come your way, for the widening blue eyes that shine and shine. There ain't nothing on the goddamn line that we can never try inside. That fool of Ryan on the tooth.
you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Seriously.
Seriously. No, I mean, really. Like, maybe you didn't know. That's Herka's Hero. He's got a new album. It's called Coronet. And myspace.com/Herka's Hero, HURKASHERO. Thank you for submitting your music to Kill Radio. You are going to be inserted into the Kill Radio library after I upload you to my iTunes.
Yay.
And spread your music like the harmonic seed that it is.
I was going to say something so much ruder.
Oh, I thought that was well put.
Yeah. No, I was going to say something ruder.
I know. I rely on you to ruin everything.
That's true. I do go for the lowest common denominator.
Speaking of which, any events coming up? When's the next Hear Hear event?
We have our Christmas show we're doing December 16th.
We have our Christmas show.
Yes.
Anti-Semitic pig.
You Jewy motherfucker, I'm making you participate in this Christmas show where we will celebrate
the birth of the baby Jesus. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Will you dress up as Jesus for that?
I'll dress up as a dreidel for you, and I'll spin all night.
That'd be great. I was at the Grove the other night, and all these people were in line. All these people were in line for the Santa. And I don't know. I was going to try to get my Mac fixed, and then it's just insane there. I hate that place.
The Mac store?
No, the Mac store is great.
Oh, the Grove.
The Grove is just horrifying.
It is. It's like a
thematic
it's one of the circles
shopping
of hell.
Experiences where it's so xenophobic. They make it look like Old Town USA kind of thing, but there's no cars around. It's also anti-cars ultimately. Every level of parking structure, it digitally said full. But they were still letting us in. So we're like, we're going to have to find something.
It's going
to
be like a new colloquialism as a threat. You know, like, if you don't shut the hell up, I'm going to send you to the Grove. That's what kids are going to use to scare their parents.
People like that place.
I'm sending you to the Grove.
People love that place. So anyway, so they have this huge, it actually was designed really well, this huge house for Santa. And this whole line of it, of people are in line for Santa. And my friend goes, is this still the line? I go, yeah. And then the people who are standing in line go, are you guys in line for the baby Jesus? And then I walked off. Of course they weren't.
Of course they weren't. Or were they?
No.
Wait, what's the difference?
But we did go eat.
Between Santa Claus and the baby Jesus, because I always get it confused.
Santa is the old version of baby Jesus.
Awesome.
If Jesus wouldn't have died on the cross, he would have ended up as Santa.
You know what? I'm so sick of the holidays.
That's kind of fucked up, but awesome what I just
said. I know
said.
It is. I'm sorry. I just completely glossed over it because I just thought you were saying something that was true. I didn't realize it was a joke. I'm so, like, Shannon went out and fucking broke the bank on our Christmas presents. But apparently it's something I have to do. You know, so
you wouldn't know.
I started off saying, like, you know, when she'd say, oh, can we get this for this person and that for that person? I started off with my typical, you know, how much is it? Does it, you know, do they really need it? What kind of present is that? Are you just buying them a present because you have to? All those things. I gave up on that after, like, the third thing. And now I'm just like, before she even finishes, like, can we buy a... I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Here. Throw it on this card. No, this card. That one's full. But you know what? I'm going to make a lot of people happy, and I guess that's important.
And you get to be unhappy for a year.
To them. I don't know. Yeah. You know. You know me. The holiday I think we all really need to be stepping back and taking the time to put a lot of effort into is my fucking birthday.
It's right around the corner.
I know. January 15th. I'm going to be 30 fun.
I'm going to be 30 fun. I am going to be holding off from doing my fast again for your fucking birthday.
Just for the party? Well, Shannon and I are going to throw a party January 12th at Crane's Tavern, and I'm going to book a whole bunch of bands and make them play for me.
Yay!
Speaking of Crane's Tavern, December 8th is another isgoodmusic.com presents event featuring five bands that have performed here in the Kill Radio studio or at least been interviewed on Is Good, including One Trick Pony, Witten, The Sessions, L1011, and Daniel Person. So it's going to be a killer show. It's a free show. That's Saturday, December 8th, so that's coming up soon. So I hope to see you there. Why don't we get back to music?
Please.
Let me open up the next envelope, sir.
Could you?
I could. I will. I'm gonna. What do we got here? This is from San Francisco. All right. Oh, yeah. Good. I've been looking forward to playing this. This is Parker Street Cinema, and they are in town November... Oh, wait a minute. I think we... What is today? November 20... What? 6th?
Yes.
They're not in town anymore.
Oh, no.
That's the problem with snail mail. But yes. I'm sure they'll be back. They just did a Southern California tour. MySpace.com/ParkerStreetCinema. And let me just get the wrapper off of this. See, this is what I love about this show. Is you and I get
That's
to discover
what you love
together.
About the show.
This is the sound.
I think this is
my favorite sound in the world. Oh.
It's not porn, John. It's music.
Oh, my God. I got to go wash myself. This is so great. All right.
I got to go wash myself.
Wash your mic while you're at it.
Yeah.
That thing is,
it needs to be dry
we all know what's been on that chin of yours. So let's.
You would know.
I know. I was there holding the camera. All right.
You were holding something. It wasn't a camera.
Well, it had an eye.
Yeah, sure did. One.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Somebody please call the FCC. Get us off the air. Parker Street Cinema.
God, you
said
it.
The name of this band.
Get us off the air. Someone call the FTC.
Music in the Blood sets off with an explosion, a bright shot across the sky, complete with blaring trumpets and monstrous drums. That's what it says here on their one sheet. MySpace.com/ParkerStreetCinema. ParkerStreetCinema.com. Here you go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Meow.
And we're back on Here on KillRadio.org. I was not expecting that. I don't know. I was expecting something more indie rocky, and that was
fun.
Multi-textured instrumental post-rock. Yeah. Very cool. Let me read something for you here. Parker Street Cinema is a band that lives up to their theatric name. This instrumental trio... That would have given it away. I probably should have read the one sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Creates dramatic music that will slap you in the face if you're not paying attention. That's from 11 Elephants. Lots of moody dramatics and dynamics. An impressive debut, says Aquarius Records.
Good on you,
Parker Street Cinema. MySpace.com/ParkerStreetCinema, ParkerStreetCinema.com. That comes from San Francisco, California. And you've been listening to another lovely edition of Here on KillRadio.org.
Yep.
We're going to cut out a little bit early today because we, as much as you could say one prepares this show, we prepared this show to include what we brought in and nothing else.
Yes.
And next week we'll be back with, hopefully, with Mark's computer
full of
MP3s that people have been sending. And we'll see. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Regardless, I'll have some music to bring in. A lot of stuff has been coming in lately, but if you want to hear your music... on killradio.org. Doesn't matter if you have a distribution label or any of that stuff. You know, if you have music and you want to hear it on the air, all you have to do is put it on a CD and send it to us or send us an MP3. All the instructions you need are at myspace.com/hearhere, HEAR_HERE. And we do monthly benefits for the radio station at Lost
Souls
Cafe on the third Sunday of every month. And the next one coming up is December 16th. Which Mark is the curator of, and it's going to be a Christmas show. And
yes.
Do you have any idea who's going to perform at all yet?
No, I don't have anything firmed up. I've talked to people loosely. Some of the people I've talked to, it's been a while since I first talked to them about this about 2 months ago. So it's still kind of being put together.
Okay. Well, we'll have more details
next week.
Then.
I should have it firmed up by the end of this week. So next show.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it then.
I'm going to try to find as many Jewish bands as I can to do Christmas songs.
I think you should.
Because I'm anti-Semitic and anti-Israel that way.
I know.
Which is basically the same thing, isn't it?
There's not a lot of anti-gay songs, are there, that I can think of that are overtly anti-gay?
In other cultures, there are.
In other cultures?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably big in Iran. Well, I might have to be the first. I might have to start a whole new wave
of
homophobic electronica just for you, Mark.
Actually, there's a whole bunch. There's some artists in the whole kind of whatever you want to call it, the reggae dancehall world of Jamaica that have a lot of anti-gay stuff in their music.
Yeah.
Whom else?
Homophobotronica.
Yeah, that'd be good. Which is kind of an oxymoronic statement.
Hate is wrong.
Unless it's in bed.
I think I saw that on a fortune cookie once. All right, it's time to go. You've been listening to Here on killradio.org. And that's all the information.
Did you mention how the show will be available to hear later?
Yes.
Or available to download later?
This will be available for download off of killradio.org.
No,
also from the
tell
blog.
Tell you to tell them. Did you mention it?
You can't stop me.
Did you mention it?
No. And now
okay, now you can.
It. Oh, thank you. From the blog on our MySpace. blog.myspace.com/hearhere. And one of these days, it's HEAR_HERE. You know that's become a compulsion, damn it.
What?
Like...
Spelling?
I can't just say myspace.com/hearhere because I'm afraid people won't know that there's an underscore in there. Stupid underscore.
We could start a new MySpace page.
No, we need a real website so we can...
That's true. It's gotten
so bad that when I talk about someone's website, like on Isgood or on this page,
yes.
I actually say MySpace when I mean to say www. Crikey.
This is the best part of the show right now.
Yeah, right now. And it's about to end.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, put on the Winamp. Let's hear what Bennett's news, weekly news thing is.
If you'd shut up, I will.
Well, just if you're going to bring up the Winamp.
No, I want to stop the recording first.
Do I have to train you how to do this
I
show?
I have to stop the recording first.
You've been listening to Here on killradio.org with Mark and John.